All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm swell.
No, you're not. Don't lie.
I'm ill.
This audience deserves the truth.
The truth
look
is,
like shit.
The truth is, I thought I was too ill to participate in the taping of this wonderful episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 257.
That's right.
What are we calling it? Dark Knight Sneezes?
Sure. Dark Knight Sneezes, Nightwing Rises.
Nightwing Rises. How about both? Dark Knight Sneezes, Nightwing Rises.
Sure. There you go.
There you go. Not too many words, but still funny. I'm going to attempt to participate as much as possible.
Well, that's lovely. We enjoy your participation.
I know some people do enjoy my participation, so I'm going to appeal to them and to everyone else. I'm going to appeal to you for your understanding and leniency as I struggle through my illness to bring you this fine program.
Lovely. Well, since we brought it up in the title,
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
Yep. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
You've seen it.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it.
Uh-huh. Most of the world has seen it.
All right. So let's start off by saying, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert.
Didn't you already do that?
I don't know. Maybe. But I'm saying, you know, okay. Just be careful.
You didn't like it.
What, the movie?
Yeah.
No, No, that's not true.
Okay.
It's not that I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
My initial opinion of the film was it just was there. I didn't hate it. I thought it was a fitting conclusion to the trilogy.
Well, let's talk about what it needed to be.
Okay.
It needed to be as good as the second one.
Right.
It was not.
It was not.
And really not nearly at all.
No. It was I really felt it was a bit lackluster.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because I wanted it to be more than it was.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna say the best part of the movie may have been Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I actually really enjoyed his character.
Really?
Not what he becomes. We'll talk about that in a second.
We don't know what he becomes.
But
I believe you're jumping to conclusions.
But I thought I really enjoyed his character. I thought he was better than Batman. I thought he was better than Bane, which wasn't hard. Bane, who sounded like Sean Connery.
Your punishment must be more severe.
I'll take the rapist. It was lackluster.
I was getting the impression that maybe he had like an Indian accent when he had the mask off. More like, your punishment will be more severe, my friend.
Well, he clearly wasn't Hispanic.
No, that's for sure.
Or Latino American.
Right.
Right. Sorry.
And his origin is completely unknown.
Well, to be honest, yeah, I was going to say, we don't know what his origin is, really. He's a prisoner. That's all we know.
Huh?
In the pit.
And he wears that mask.
Because he wears that mask, you know, for the same reason Vader does. He needs help breathing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, during the attack.
Right.
Where he helps young Talia al Ghul, who didn't see that coming, escape from the pit prison. Right. Is that supposed to be the Lazarus pit?
No.
Or some variation thereof?
I think because they involved an al Ghul in there, they decided, well, we need a pit.
Okay. So.
No, the Lazarus pit would make you young, so no.
Right, I know, but it was. The reason is. Because when they first talk about the pit, when they were talking about Bane, they talk about how it spits something out that is
Talia al Ghul.
Yeah, I understand that. But when they're first talking about Bane,
right.
And we think that it might have been Bane that came from the pit,
uh-huh.
They made it sound like it was a...
Classic reversal.
It was a supernatural thing in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, that being said, so when he's helping Talia al Ghul escape, he gets attacked. And there's damage done to his throat. And that doctor that talks Christian Bale through his time in the pit fixes him up and gives him the mask.
Gotcha.
What happens?
What happened to his saber?
Exactly. Apparently, that's the Middle Eastern version. Where is the pit? Is it in the Mideast?
Where
we
is
don't
it?
Know. All right. It's the whatever version of a tracheotomy.
I guess.
It's
awful gas mask.
Batman. I'll break you. That's what it is.
Did he say I'll break you? Oh, he did say that.
I think he said that.
He actually did the move. Yeah, he did the move, but yeah.
He did the break.
Yeah.
I actually liked Anne Hathaway as Catwoman as Selina Kyle. Sorry, and I will say, and I put this out there on the interwebs, thinking that I was going to get hung up in the town square.
Yeah.
I think. In many ways, she was better than Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Because I never really thought about it, right?
Those movies were so over the top, though.
Right.
We've talked about this a million
times. I know,
times.
But I never thought about it until this movie. That Michelle Pfeiffer was really like a Catwoman. You know what I mean? There was an affectation to her voice, and she had nine lives or multiple lives or whatever it was. Whereas... Selina Anne Hathaway was really Selina Kyle. She was really that character.
Right.
She was a cat burglar who
just
was that character. So I liked that aspect of it.
Okay.
I liked where they went with Joseph Gordon-Levitt at the end of the movie.
Okay.
I did not like that the revelation that his real name was Robin, that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. Well, actually, the whole ending of the movie was a cop-out.
Sort of, yes.
No, absolutely. And because they set it up in the first half hour of the movie that you knew he was not going to be Batman by the end of the movie. When Alfred is telling that whole, walking to a cafe and then I'll see you sitting there with a woman or my child and we just nod at each other and blah, blah, blah. I'm British. You know, like they set that up in the first half hour. So right there, I was like, okay, he's not Batman at the end of the film. Right?
Right.
And so the only question now was he going to be alive or was he going to be dead? And the brave choice would have been kill him.
To kill him, sure.
Because there's no point in setting up all of this after spew to happen when they're not going to make any more movies.
Sure. Of course.
There was no point to it whatsoever. There was no point in leading Joseph Gordon-Levitt into the Batcave. There was no point in revealing his real name's Robin.
That's bullshit.
There's
no sense.
No reason for any of it. There's none. There's no reason for anything that happened at the end of that movie. And he's in the cafe and he's there with Anne Hathaway. Right. You know, like, no reason. Kill him. You know, what would, what, why? Why? Because Warner Brothers wouldn't let them? Okay, I would accept that as an answer because, you know, that's their thing. And
sure.
They can do that if they want to. They're going to reboot the movie within 3 years. So, or the character. So, I get that. But let's be honest. That was a cop-out ending. You know? I mean, I was just so frustrated. It was so predictable. And it was so boring. The movie was boring and slow.
It was definitely too long.
And it was it took forever. It wasn't that it was long, because Dark Knight was long, but Dark Knight didn't feel long.
No, right.
It was
too long for Dr. Zhivago or whatever it was. And my biggest complaint about Bane was not his voice. Even though it sounded silly and ridiculous, I got over it.
Yeah.
My biggest issue with Bane is that
who cares?
Christopher Nolan completely castrated that character. He turned what should have been just a visceral, brutal character, which he was for almost the entire movie, into really just a lapdog in the friend zone by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Crying. Cry. Bane doesn't cry.
Getting shotgunned at the end. Is he dead? No.
No, of course not. No venom, which I almost understand, but make it roids or something. You know,
yeah.
Make him shoot up with something.
Yeah.
Do something to at least inspire that character. I did like, however, the throwaway line, something about, is it a giant crocodile in the sewers? I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we get it.
Just nice little throwaway.
Let's set up the next movie that there isn't going to be.
That isn't going to be.
Because that would be awesome. Killer Croc and either take your choice, Robin, Nightwing, Batman. I mean, whoever the hell they, you know, that would lead to. You know, and then Killer Croc is the one that, you know, I mean, yeah, great.
Great.
Great setting stuff up for something that's never going to happen. It was pointless.
Also, and I don't know if anybody else cared about this.
Should have died.
Bothered me. What the fuck was the purpose of bringing Cillian Murphy in to that movie?
Oh, I'll tell you what the point of that was. Continuity.
Okay.
I actually appreciated that.
Okay. I appreciated the fact that he existed in the world.
Right.
Right. But you have this opportunity of mass hysteria just once. Just once as the Scarecrow. Really tie it in. Really.
I think
the character back.
I knew they were going to slip him in. That was a good way to do it.
You're setting up almost like an Arkham City kind of scenario, right? Where everybody from Black 8 is running amok, and who knows who else was in there, right? And you have villains from the past movies existing within the continuity. Obviously, I appreciate that he himself was there.
And the other part of that,
I think it would have been nice to see him as a Scarecrow.
The other part of that is. You know, and I hate to say it because, you know, we shan't mention the dead. But if everyone's out of Blackgate or Arkham,
right?
Where the fuck is the Joker?
Well,
they just let him? What? He just ran away? Like, come on! Like that. If you're gonna go that angle, you better at least. I understand they didn't want to mention him out of respect for Heath.
But you know what though? You know how you handle it. You know how you handle it without disrespecting anybody.
Yeah,
but
put it on a news report in the background,
or you put on the side of a building a haha or something. You know what I mean? Just a little.
Not even. You know what?
A little tap on the butt.
If he's loose, the movie doesn't work. So you either have to have killed him, or he is not in either one of those two facilities.
Apparently, and I haven't read it, but I guess there's some sort of either novelization or comic book adaptation that references him in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, really?
And where he is. But I haven't read that or really sought it out, to be honest with you.
The fact that they did that out of respect was great, but the fact that it made no sense for the context of this movie didn't make any. It was bad. It was a bad choice. I understand why they did it, but it was a bad choice.
Well, since we're talking about Batman, we can move away from this review. That's how we feel.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I thought it predictable, long, boring. I was invested in nobody. I knew she was Talia al Ghul from, 3 seconds in. I liked the Liam Neeson.
I like the Liam Neeson.
The Liam Neeson cameo was nice.
I will admit that I knew she was Talia al Ghul from the beginning.
Yeah.
We knew she was in the movie. What threw me, only until I saw it for the first time, it being a specific scene, I actually did think that Bane might have come from the pit until the first time they showed the little kid. And I was like, that's a little girl.
No.
So anyway, so that wasn't a surprise. I was like, oh, well, okay, so it's not Bane, it's Talia al Ghul, and that's right. How they wrap it in. I wasn't quite as disappointed as you were, but I certainly don't think that it lived up to, unfortunately, the universe that Nolan had set up. I think right. It's a shame that that's what it came down to.
And that's how he ended it.
Will I watch it again? Yeah. Will I buy it? Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. It's not the second one.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately.
But you know what? There's no way they could have done that.
No.
They couldn't have done it. They couldn't have done it. And it's almost, I'm sure that were we to ask maybe a producer of the movie,
right,
if that was an unrealistic expectation, I'm sure that that's exactly the answer we would get.
Well,
that it would be an unreal expectation for us to hope for the movie to be better than,
right,
than the other one. As good, I think, was a reasonable expectation that didn't happen.
Right. And I still say that part of the reason was that I still don't understand why he picked Bane. I get Talia al Ghul. So the only thing I can think is that he just needed muscle.
I guess.
But you could have put any other villain that was muscle in that role.
Killer Croc.
Right. And Talia al Ghul could have manipulated that person to do
right.
whatever they needed to be done.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, Killer Croc may have almost made sense. With the Miranda Maybe. Tate environmental
yeah.
aspecty of it,
uh-huh.
there could have been a tie in there. To me, Bane was just a waste.
Yep.
And we've seen him before, and he wasn't good last time either.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but
okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Batman.
Did you see the trailer for The Dark Knight Returns Part 1, the animated series?
No.
Oh, I sent you a link.
Knight Returns, the animated
series? The animated. Yeah, you know the Frank Miller one?
Yeah, but like yeah. a little movie? Is it like a movie?
They're doing an animated one.
Okay.
Like, you
As
know, the
a
DC.
Movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it's part one. Is that
oh,
what's
so
labeled?
It's going to be two parts, at least.
The trailer looks awesome.
We were told this the last time we were in San Diego. That was 2 years ago.
Right. And we heard about it even a year ago again.
Yeah.
That it was coming.
When's it coming?
Soon, like September.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. It looks great. The trailer looks fantastic. They even kind of got the style down.
Now, the question is, will they do that story?
What do you mean?
The whole of that story?
I hope
I say
so.
No way.
Why?
What? Why? Because the Joker rapes and beats up Wonder Woman. And a bunch of other things
well,
happen
I,
in there.
Yeah,
that, like Batman kills him for one.
I know. I, look,
There's
I,
a lot of stuff in that book that I don't think is... This is the problem.
Well, I, you know, it is the problem, but...
Is it rated R?
That I don't know. It looks, I don't know, it looks pretty rough. It looks
All
pretty
right.
visceral in the trailer.
All right.
But you don't see any of that. Most of what you see is the mutants. You see Robin. You see Batman and Gordon. But it looks good. I mean, the trailer looks good.
I'm excited for it. I'm just preparing you now.
I hear you. All right. The Hobbit.
Which of the three are you referring to? Oh, was that what you were going to say?
Well, the third.
Well, that was debunked.
Part three.
And then rebunked.
The Desolation of Smaug. The Battle of Five Armies, or whatever other name you're hearing bandied about.
I have heard, what I heard was that they're going to change the second one.
Not with those two titles, I don't think.
That's what I heard. I heard it's going to be an unexpected journey, something, and then there and back again.
It's possible.
That's what I keep hearing.
It's possible.
But nothing for the middle one.
So I am still of the opinion that this is a bad idea.
Of course.
I know that Peter Jackson thinks it's a good idea.
Now let's talk about what he said.
I have his quote if you'd like me to read it. It is a bit lengthy, but...
sum it up.
It is only at the end of the shoot that you finally get the chance to sit down and have a look at the film that you've made, is how he starts off. And then he says...
get to the feminine presence part.
Oh, I don't have a quote on the feminine presence. I don't think he actually quotes it. I don't think the quote actually contains anything of the feminine presence.
The one that the statement he put out first said that they were doing it to increase the feminine presence in the movie.
Okay, no, but we knew that already.
Yeah, but the reason he was expanding it further into a third film was partially based on his desire to do that. And what's it going to be made of? Okay, so here's how it goes. It's the book. It's supplemental material, and it's stuff that they, meaning Peter Jackson, Philippa Walsh, Philippa Bowens, and whoever the other chick is.
He says, the richness of the story of The Hobbit, as well as some of the related material in the appendices of Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
There you go.
As well as stuff he has created.
Yes.
Is what was expanding the movies to two to begin with. But now... You know, since he has so much stuff.
Right, he's much material.
I'm going to squeeze out a third. And I tell you this, I'm sitting here right now. If we had Peter Jackson here, I'd ask him. This was the plan all along.
I don't even mind. All right. I don't mind that he's choosing to do another film in the universe.
Okay.
What I don't get is, and I get it, but I don't get it. But what I don't get is, why not do two Hobbit films and then a third film? Why not do Unfinished Tales?
Ugh.
But my point is, you don't have to call it Unfinished Tales.
There's no single character.
Yes, I understand that, but you could do a movie of vignettes that tie in. No?
No. I don't agree. There's no way to market that. It's not. You know what? You want to turn that third film into these films that they make once a year, like New Year's Eve or Valentine's Day,
I know.
35 stars in it, and they all are in the movie for 20 minutes apiece.
I know.
That would be terrible. Well,
unfortunately, I want to say it's going to be good, but you know, I have my concerns. And trepidation.
And you know what? You know what's going to happen? We're going to watch them. And of course, it's going to take 3 years again.
Right.
But we're going to watch them, and we're gonna be like, you know what? Remember that bitching we did in 12?
Yeah. Look.
We were wrong.
You know what? I hope that that's the reaction I have, because just a couple months ago, I said, people said, remember how much faith we have in Christopher Nolan and how great that they're been?
No. Made? That's not what we said.
No, we said we hope that it lives up to the potential, and we in Nolan we trust, and all of these things.
You said. I said it's going to be bad.
Okay, well, I just hope that I don't find myself in the same seat that I am in now.
And it is not. I'm going to correct myself before someone at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
So if you know about this, the first one is released this year.
Right.
The second one next Christmas.
Right.
Not and the then, one, and then the other one is actually the summer of the same year.
Right, so it's like 14. 6 months later.
Yeah,
right.
So it's Christmas 12, Christmas 13, summer 14.
Right. All right, let's move past that.
Okay.
Where else do you want to go?
What else you got?
I have.
And with that, OG, I'll bring this episode to a close.
Well. I have a Brady Bunch reboot.
Oh, dear God, with Vince Vaughn,
Did you hear that? Producer Vince Vaughn for CBS. I don't know that Vince Vaughn is going to...
No, he's not
going
to be in it.
In it. He's just producing it.
CBS,
yeah.
Sir. CBS is where you get your
drugs. I thought I said...
CBS is involved? CBS.
Peter Billingsley.
Yeah.
What? Is that...
That's him.
Ralphie?
That's Ralphie.
So he's apparently...
And Sherwood Schwartz's son.
Who is Sherwood?
Sherwood Schwartz is the guy who created the original series.
Oh, yes.
His
right.
son is also right, one right, of the people okay. who is booting this.
Right. And so. the only positive I see to this
it's is not a that reboot.
Mike Mariano, who is one of the writers for Raising Hope, is writing this script.
Did
for the
you
initial.
See the premise for this yet?
I did not see the
this
full
This is
premise,
not a
no.
reboot.
It's a continuation. Go ahead.
Yeah. Bobby.
Yes.
Is now divorced.
Okay.
Has kids. Gets married to a woman who is also divorced, who has kids. And they are the new Brady Bunch.
Oh, is that what it
is? And they are still close with their exes.
Ew.
So.
Yeah. Well, again, I happen to like Raising Hope. I think it's a pretty funny show.
I hope it's in that house.
So
I hope they do that set with those terrible stairs and that awful stone pony from the movies.
The first season is just a big renovation project.
That would be awesome. We're redoing the house.
It's a DIY season.
They couldn't. They couldn't do that in that house. That house had three bedrooms in it.
I know.
All the boys lived in one. All the girls lived in the other. Until Greg became a big boy and went to the attic after arguing with Marshall.
Did Alice have her own room?
No one knows. There was never any Alice's quarters. Like,
Alice
shown.
Slept under the stairs.
The movie, she like steps out of the fridge.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love those movies.
Where did she do stupid shit like that on the TV show too?
No.
No?
She just disappeared.
Maybe she went home at the end of the night.
Maybe she did. Except if anything happened at night and they were all awoken, she was there. With a robe and slippers.
She was on call. Maybe she was in the garage.
With Tiger, right, until he disappeared.
So anyway, all right, I had some other stuff, but I think we could call it quits on this new segment.
OG, let's take our first break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 257, Dark Knight, no, wait, Dark Knight Sneezes, Robin, no, it wasn't Robin, Nightwing Rises. Is that what that was?
Sure.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And, yes. Oh. And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 257, The Dark Knight Sneezes, Nightwing Rises, maybe.
That sounds like the Harry Potter music you're playing back into the segment. Is there some reason for that, OG?
Sure, but how about we do this?
Geek Stuff, DVD news.
And then we do that.
So, announced by Warner Brothers, the largest box set that they've ever released of anything ever.
Coming out on September 7th.
September 7th. Isn't that Pearl Harbor Day? No, it's November. It's the Harry Potter Wizards Edition. Is that
Wizards Collection?
Wizards Collection. An enormous package, 31 discs,
three versions of each movie.
Yep.
Blu-ray, DVD, and ultraviolet,
and
as well as 2D and 3D versions of Deathly Hallows 1 and 2.
Right. And just a crap load of extras.
And a bunch of other nonsense. And
it's got documentary. It's got all the documentary material. It's got all the cut scenes from everything ever. I mean, it is the complete vision, my friend.
There are prints. There are maps.
Uh-huh. It's a cloth map of Hogwarts. It's got so much stuff in it.
Horcrux locket?
Yeah. It ought to have that much stuff in it because it's $350.
That's probably the best buy price because the MSRP on it is $5.
Wow.
$499.98 is the MSRP.
Well, I'd order it now then, peeps, if I were you. This is what you save those terrible certificates and gift cards for. That's exactly what I'm paying like $7 for the thing. I saved up my stuff. I knew it was coming.
We all knew it was coming.
I know. I just didn't think it would be that huge. What other DVDs are actually out this week?
How about Total Recall, Mind-Bending Edition on Blu-ray?
Is it the Schwarzenegger?
It is the original, the classic. Also out on Blu-ray this week, which I might actually pick up, Hatfields and the McCoys.
Oh, I'm getting that. Is it the uncut? They've released an uncut edition.
You know what? The label I see doesn't say uncut. That doesn't mean it's not uncut. Also out, Young Justice, Dangerous Secrets. It's a collection of episodes.
Okay.
And that might be it. I think those were the only ones I had. Oh, no. There was one other one.
I'm dying.
The Wolverine anime series that came out.
Lost me at anime.
That's also out this week. I heard that and the X-Men one were both really good. So I don't think that I'll buy it, but I'll definitely check it out on Netflix.
If it comes on Netflix.
It'll come on Netflix.
Because everything goes to Netflix. Oh, wait, no.
Not to instant streaming, but for disc.
Maybe you'll get it on disc.
Maybe I'll get a lot. I still have a disc account with Netflix.
Do you?
I keep one disc.
You're that guy?
Why not? There's a lot of stuff that's not available on streaming.
Okay.
So the disc is good to have.
I got you.
That's it.
We can move past DVD.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Oh, dear God.
I've got like four or five.
I got four. I'm guessing only one of which you have.
Only one of which I have. That's the one I have.
Detective Comics number 12. OG's been crapping on the book lately, but I don't see why.
You know what? I will say that I liked issue 11 a little bit better than had liked the previous 10. Not even 10. I'm going to say the first 9. I liked 10 because it was the Court of the Owls tie-in.
Right.
11 was okay, so I'm interested in reading 12. I haven't canceled it yet. So.
Written and penciled by Tony Daniel.
Right.
I mean, if you've never seen the guy's artwork, where have you been?
Sure.
Number one. And number two, it is phenomenal. Phenomenal. And you definitely have to check it out if you are any kind of man.
Okay.
There's an ad in here, by the way. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
DC Comics Cover Girl statues.
Are those more Adam Hughes? Are they more part of the Adam Hughes line?
It doesn't say. They kind of look like Adam Hughes ones.
Well, the previous Cover Girls line, I believe, was all Adam Hughes. I like the Harley Quinn.
I know. The Harley Quinn's pretty cool.
That's Suicide Squad Harley Quinn. That's like New 52 Harley Quinn, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's. I believe that is Suicide Squad Harley Quinn. I could be wrong.
I still want it.
But yeah, I like it. I haven't read that book, although I've heard decent things about it. I should be reading that book, but I'm not.
I also got from our friends over at 3 books from our friends at Dynamite.
Okay.
The Lone Ranger Ongoing, number 8.
Right.
Terrific.
Now and forever.
No, nothing's forever. Written by friend of the show, Andy Parks. Art by Esteve Poles.
Okay.
It's the art's not bad. The story is pretty decent though, so I'm down with that. I also picked up from Dynamite. It's The Shadow number 4 by Garth Ennis.
Oh, we like Garth Ennis. Has he been writing all of them?
I believe he has.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Aaron Campbell doing the art. Again, the art is pretty good. But you know when you're greeted with the Alex Ross cover.
I know. It helps you.
You just it's inviting. Want it to be in there.
It's
you
inviting.
Want that art to be inside there. It just doesn't happen. And I also picked up the much maligned book, also from Dynamite, issue 4, The Spider.
Okay.
I don't know why this book is people are like, it's a poor man's shadow. It's not.
It's good?
I think it is. It's written by David Liss, art by Colton Worley. I'd like to see more Colton Worley art on anything.
Okay.
Because this stuff is great. Really hyper-realistic stuff. I like it. I like it a lot.
Also out this week, Action Comics number 12. I haven't even thumbed through it yet, so I couldn't tell you where it is. But Action's been a good, solid read. And then Dial H number 4.
Uh-huh.
The first
China Mieville.
First two issues of that book, outstanding. The third issue of that book, I felt like I was on some sort of fucked up acid trip while reading it.
Okay.
I think there might have been editing problems.
Okay.
And it feels like I was reading like issue 8 because suddenly like I couldn't keep up with the story.
It'll all make sense in the end.
I hope so, because I really liked the first two issues.
I'm buying that in trade.
I liked the premise behind the book. I will be I did pick up issue 4, so I will read it. But I hope it's better than issue 3, because issue 3 left me a little
Waiter trader.
There you go. Yeah.
Either one is
either
acceptable.
One is appropriate.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Geek stuff. Product
couple
reviews.
Of products to talk about. Apparently, a fortnight has passed.
Nope. I told you, in the U.S., it seems like it's once a week.
It's time to update you on the DC chess collection.
So
from
there
our
are
friends.
Three pieces this week?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Eagle Moss. Our friends over at Eagle Moss.
Right.
Check them out at eaglemoss.com/DC-chess. And this is number 10.
Now, Scarecrow was the one I think we had said was coming out this week, last week.
I don't remember.
When we talked about Ivy.
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
This is number 10. This is Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he looks, of course, the, you know, beautifully sculpted figure. So what do you think my problem is with this?
The fact that it came out 2 weeks in a row.
Commissioner Gordon, a pawn.
As a, well.
A pawn.
Yeah, he should have been a knight.
Not a
perhaps,
rook.
Or
a knight or, yeah. Or something significant. A pawn. So I don't know who's I don't know who's making that decision.
All the
but
supers
I think
are pawns.
That's inappropriate.
I see the T's on the back is Ra's al Ghul, so I guess he's coming.
Number 11, Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, look.
It's right here, OG.
Ra's al Ghul, however, Black Bishop.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Beautifully sculpted figures from Eagle Moss in hand-painted metallic resin.
Ooh.
Which no one knows what that means.
What's the tease on this one for the next piece?
This one says, another white pawn, it's Katana.
Oh, okay.
In issue
Interesting
12.
Character choice.
Yes. Now, you said there were three.
I did
Let's
say there
talk
were.
About the third
I
one.
Guess technically there's four.
yes. Because I didn't see this. I didn't order it. I didn't know nothing about it until today when I walked in there.
Is this a Dark Knight version of the...
That's exactly what this is. This is a DC Chess Collection special.
I can tell by the artwork on the back.
Yeah. Variant Kings, Batman and the Joker.
Let me see this.
But they're styled after the Dark Knight Returns.
All right. So, am I allowed to criticize a little bit?
Yeah.
The Joker kind of sucks.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. Compared to the quality of the other pieces, I don't think that Joker is that good.
It's also really difficult to tell in this package because he is a little difficult to read.
You know, part of the issue I have is his head looks too small for the body. Maybe it's
just
me.
No, I disagree. I think that's you.
All right.
What I don't like, I'll be critical, is Batman kind of looks like a repaint of the other Batman.
It probably is a repaint.
And he's not all big and stocky like he was in there. So
he didn't got the big Batman chin.
I think they could have did a little bit better of a job on the sculpting on this one. That said, though, to put out a Dark Knight commemorative sort of extra set, awesome.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I kind of... But, you know, the problem is that you know, I'm a mental patient. So when I see those two, now suddenly it's like, well,
where's the rest?
Where's Robin? Where's
Superman? You couldn't pull that many characters out. That's exactly why that would never happen.
Well, I don't know. You could do a bunch of generic mutants for pawns.
Yeah, but
for the
who's going to do that? I don't know.
All I'm saying is if you're a Dark Knight fan,
yeah,
you might.
You're on it. I hear you.
You know what I mean? You're on it if you're a fan, is all I'm saying.
These pieces run about $16 a piece. So okay. The two-pack costs $38. Does that hold? Is that the math?
No, that's $19 a piece.
That's $19 a piece. All right. So special edition, you pay a little bit more
expensive.
Right. They all come with the little book.
I saw.
Booklet, which tells you about the character and about the chess piece, its movements, and so on and so forth. Absolutely tremendous collection from Eagle Moss. .com and we are happy to get the chance to talk about these. I'm dying to see all of these pieces together.
Nice.
The board should be coming soon.
Did you order the binder?
I ordered the binder as well. Yeah.
You're just a completist.
I want to have the whole set.
I don't blame you. It's a nice set.
Not since the Civil War.
I was just going to say, not since the Civil War. Now, see, you were always a fan of the Civil War one. I always was a fan of the Knights of the Round Table one. The Arthurian one.
I don't remember that one.
It's
the
nice.
Civil War chess set was such a huge part of the culture when it came out.
I know.
It was the butt of so many jokes.
Well, the Civil War chess set,
that's
that
a
was,
Smithsonian collection.
That was
something.
The, yeah, whatever.
No,
that,
no, I no, can't
it's
remember
not Smithsonian.
Now.
It's
something collection.
What is
not
that?
The Noble collection.
No, it's the Piece a Month collection.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember
I can't
that
remember
company.
The name
they
of
even
it.
Had a store in the mall for a while, that company.
Yeah.
Because they had the Monopoly
Hamilton
board that
collection?
I really wanted.
No.
It was the gold gilded Monopoly board.
Yeah, the anniversary.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I can't remember the name of that company.
I can't remember.
They put out all the commemorative plates, too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Shit like that. Remember?
Yeah,
like the Star Trek plates.
Hey, do you know the name of that company? Why not give the GVM line a call?
425-920-6050.
And you can correct OG about his knowledge about what that company is.
And I think we still have one ice tray left to give away.
Oh, we do have an ice tray left.
I think we have Alien Egg Ice Tray, I think
is
the one that's
true.
It's either Alien Egg or Alien Head. I don't remember.
From
Kotobukiya.
Kotobukiya.
So, yeah. Whatever. One or the other.
No. Medicom.
So the first person.
No, why don't we take random we'll take a random winner all right, from so all entries received by
the GVM line. By let's say hold on, let me pull up my handy dandy.
You better hope I don't remember the name of this company
by August 7th
okay.
At 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right. So you're going to call the GVM line.
425-920-6050. 50.
And you want to tell us the name of the company that put out the Civil War chess set.
That's right.
And why you want an alien egg tray.
That's right.
Because it's the prize and I want to win.
Something better than because it's the prize.
Yes. Slightly better.
Slightly better.
Luke Chu need not apply.
That's right. He could apply. Speaking of Luke Chu.
Yeah.
So we talked about the art of Luke Chu a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that awesome book. I'm waiting. I know mine must be hope, hung up in the mail.
I hope your napkin comes soon.
Did he say he was sending me a napkin?
He did not say he was sending you a napkin. So before we actually talk about Luke Chu,
I'm a little hurt.
We're going to talk about this product in general, okay. And then we'll talk about the Luke Chu version of this product.
Okay.
This is by a company, Squid Kids Inc.
Uh-huh.
All right. They put out, I want to say it's a year ago, maybe a little bit longer, these Tendos.
Right.
They were large scale. They looked like Super NES cartridges. I think they are Super NES. Oh, no, not Super NES. NES cartridges.
Okay. Old
school. Old, right. And I think they were do-it-yourself. I think they were DIY. They were blanks. So you can customize them. They had like hands and feet and stuff like that. But it looked like a stylized old Nintendo cartridge.
Gotcha.
So now this year, debuting at San Diego Comic-Con, Squid Kids Inc. puts out an artist series Mini-tendo edition. Okay. Again, they come, they're little Nintendo cartridges. They come with hands and legs. They're in that box.
Okay.
So the only points of articulation on this figure are the hands and legs.
Right.
Because they snap in and twist.
Because it's a cartridge.
For San Diego, one of the exclusives they had, because I think they had two, but one of the exclusives that they had was the Luke Chu Emo Bear Murder World.
Okay.
Edition. All right.
Uh-huh.
So this, the regular edition, I should say, or the regular ones of these are blind boxed. And some of the artists that you've heard us talk about on the show before, aside from Luke,
Doc A
has one.
I want a Doc A one.
I know. I really want that one too. Scott Tolleson has one. I really want his one too. I don't know. I'll post a link to Squid Kids Inc. where you could see all of these.
Cool.
I believe Tenacious Toys is going to carry these as well, so you could definitely check those out.
Oh, Benny,
over there.
I need a Doc A.
But the San Diego exclusives were not. They had special packaging. They came with like the little. It's a little clear box, but inside the box is the little like. Do you remember the old NES cartridges?
Yeah, that had that little sleeve.
The little sleeve. It comes with the little sleeve.
Nice.
Of course, the Luke Chu versions are signed by Luke on the back.
Oh.
And Blood Splattered Edition.
Yeah, Blood Splattered. I like that.
Right? It's a nice little touch.
Yeah.
These are pretty awesome, not only if you're a designer or toy collector, but if you're an old gamer, if you're like a Nintendo collector.
Yeah.
Because what each artist did for these is they came up with the label for the cartridge.
Right.
So that's where the customization is. And they've come up with pretty much their own, like, little old Nintendo game.
Game, yeah.
Some of the art is, like, 8-bit looking.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of it is, like, 8-bit looking, which is cool. It's just a really neat product. Again, Squid Kids Inc. is where
Squid
you want to check out. Of course, you want to get the Luke Chu version. Luke was kind enough to send us a bunch of these to give out to you.
And not a book for me.
We have, but you got a San Diego exclusive, Emo Bear.
Do I have a book?
You don't have a book.
Hey, Luke, I'd really like a San Diego exclusive Emo Bear cartridge figure?
Stop picking on Luke.
No, I will not stop picking on Luke.
Stop picking on
Luke. Luke, if you're in Celebration in 2 weeks, it's going to be you and I.
I don't think he's in Celebration.
You and I, Luke, as Celebration.
So we have two of the regular edition Luke Chu Minitendo figures signed by Luke.
Cool.
To give away to you.
Nice.
How are we going to do this?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
The first person to send me a Art of Luke Chu remarked book by Luke Chu.
That is not how we're doing this. All right. I think we should do one for the message boards.
Okay.
And one for the Twitter.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Since with the other contest we're doing GV Online.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Maybe instead of the message boards, let's do one for the Facebook.
Okay.
And one for the Twitter.
Cool.
All right. So the Facebook contest.
Right.
You have to like our page.
Like our page.
So facebook.com/BK Geek Stuff.
Right.
Right.
And you have to friend Luke Chu.
On Facebook.
On Facebook, because you should support him in his work. And then in the episode post on our Facebook page, for this one, you're...
257.
For 257, you're going to... what are you going to do? You're simply going to tell us what your favorite classic NES game was.
Okay.
From back in the day. Yep. And we'll pick a winner at random.
Okay.
That's easy enough, right?
Sure.
And then for the Twitter contest, you have to follow us on Twitter.
Right.
At BK Geekstuff, at GeekstuffOG.
Right.
And you have to follow Luke Chu, at Luke Chu.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I'll come up with some stupid hashtag and I'll put it in the episode post. So it'll be a mystery for that one.
Ooh, a mystery.
And it'll be in the episode post, which will probably be up tonight. And you'll have a chance. So two chances to win.
Two chances.
You know, you can enter both. So nice. You have double shots. And you will get your very own Emo Bear Murder World Minitendo, courtesy of Luke Chu.
Cyclops need not apply.
Stop calling him Cyclops.
You said that's what...
I did not say any such thing.
You get really mad about that still?
I don't think he likes it. I'm just saying.
I don't understand. He's all healed now.
He is not all healed.
Oh, he isn't?
No.
You probably shouldn't make fun of him then.
I am not making fun of him.
Just saying.
Before we take our last break, Big Kev.
Uh-huh.
And we come back with a wrap-up.
Yes.
We have a new sponsor.
New sponsors?
This is like new sponsor month here at Big Kev's Geekstuff.
You know, and we should say this too. If you have a business or an opportunity that you want to present to geeks all over the planet, you want to advertise with Big Kev's Geekstuff, drop OG an email.
GeekstuffOG at gmail.com.
And he can give you all the information about how you can advertise with us here on the show, on the website, or...
Yeah, we have a bunch of spots still open.
Yeah,
so,
any number of ways that we can get your word out there, we are willing to whore ourselves for you and your product or service.
But our new sponsor this week is Luke's Toy Store. This is a
Not related to Luke Chu.
No.
Because I don't want to promote Luke Chu anymore because...
Stop it. This is a Minimate store.
Just wanted a book.
And it's awesome if you're a fan of Minimates.
Minimates.
I think by now everybody who listens to this show knows what a Minimate is. But on the off chance that you don't. They are 2-inch figures, right? And is it Diamond that puts these out, right? And the licenses are... extensive.
Vast.
I mean, ridiculous. A couple years back, as a matter of fact, on this very program, I think we called 2010 Year of the Minimate.
Of the Minimate. Yeah, because at Toy Fair, they showed some ridiculous number of weirdo licenses.
Right. So they have licenses like
Back Marvel, to the Future.
Back to the Future. Thundercats.
Halo.
Walking Dead.
I mean, they have a lot.
There's a lot of them. So if you go over to lukestoystore.com,
right?
Who, from what I understand, some of the best shipping rates, if not the best shipping rates,
really?
For Minimates on the interwebs.
Wow!
So definitely check them out.
Cool.
And there is a bunch of stuff over there. In addition to some of the Minimates that I'm seeing, they have some of the San Diego exclusives.
Oh wow!
They have the Thundercats exclusive.
They did Thundercats Minimates?
They did do Thundercats Minimates.
Wow.
They also have the new Battle Beasts, the Sandy Battle Beasts that are now coming back.
Right.
He has the Alpha Flights, the San Diego Alpha Flights Minimates.
Wow.
Also what I like over there, though, is the mini figure display case.
Uh-huh.
I'm checking these out. I think I need like a billion of those. I'm thinking...
You think they'll fit things other than Minimates?
Well, I'm... Minimates are 2 inches in scale.
Right.
But with accessories, they tend to be bigger.
Right.
I have a large collection of 3-inch figures. Not 3 3/4, 3-inch.
3-inch.
That I think would fit on those display cases.
Uh-huh.
So I may be placing an order version.
Well, there you go.
Luke's Toy Store. So you should go over to lukestoystore.com.
Lukestoystore.com.
There is a link over at the website that you can click on that'll bring you over there.
Oh.
And check them out. And of course, support the sponsors because they support the show.
Yep, there it is. Luke's Toy Store, brand new sponsor of the show. Check them out immediately.
And I should say, perhaps some giveaways coming from Luke's Toy Store in the near future.
Oh, nice.
In an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek
Stuff. Nice. And with that, OG, we will take our final break and we'll be right back with the wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff,
episode 257, Dark Knight Sneezes, Nightwing Rises.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 257, Dark Knight Sneezes, Nightwing Rises, maybe.
Please don't make me talk about Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles!
This is all you today, OG.
Go over to superpowercollectibles.com for all of your collectible goodness needs. They have statues, figures. I still want that freaking R2-D2 real action hero. I'm just saying. They have action figures, comic books, all sorts of statues, all sorts of goodness. And of course, there is a coupon code.
Oh, there is?
There is, in fact, a coupon code.
A coupon code, and does it have
to... If you use coupon code BIGKEV...
Oh, there you go.
You get $10 off a purchase of $50 or more.
And a free glass of wine.
And a foot massage. And of course, no, wine and foot massage, not included.
And yeah, it's like wine and foot massage may not be included.
And of course, if you spend more than $100, they offer you free shipping.
That's also with the coupon code Big Kev.
That is. So go over to superpowercollectibles.com, check them out. And of course, like we say all the time, support the sponsors because they support the show.
I'm going to try to get one out. Superpower Collect. No, I'm just not.
If you can't do it right,
I'm just sick.
Don't do it at all.
I'm just sick.
Big Kev.
Yes, sir. OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev Sneeze Stuff?
We talked about... He did sneeze stuff. We talked about Dark Knight Rises. We gave our review, if you will, of the film.
Sort of.
And the franchise. Of course, we talked about the Dark Knight Returns animated feature that's coming out soon. We talked a little bit about The Hobbit.
We gave that two oodalollies up, didn't we?
We did give that two oodalollies up. Oh, I'm doing that. I'm totally doing two oodalollies up. And it's going to just be two rooster heads from Robin Hood.
You didn't say oodalolly.
Oh, he sung the song. Yeah. Oodalolly, what a day. We talked about The Hobbit 3 without me.
The Hobbit 3 is with him.
Is with him.
It's without, of course, Tolkien.
Yeah. And of course, The Return of the Brady.
Yeah, that's weird.
Of course, in DVDs tonight, we talked about the Harry Potter Wizards Collection. 31 discs of...
Oh, my.
What we hope is good.
You know what, though? And the whole thing is like this... incredible box that opens up. OG, I think we got to post the link. They had Ginny Weasley.
Yeah.
Whose name I forget.
In the box?
No. Oh. That would have been awesome. No. They'd done a little video where they showed people from the film the set and had them talking about it.
Oh, nice.
So it was Ginny Weasley, whose name I forget. Do you know her name?
I don't know.
Okay. Warwick Davis.
Nice.
That name I remembered. Luna.
Okay.
And Neville.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So there's a video of them, and they are sort of introducing you, if you will, to the product. And they open it, and it opens all weird, like a Harry Potter thing would open.
I'll post the link to the
video.
With
little secret drawers and things. It's awesome.
Of course, also out on DVD this week, Marvel Wolverine, the animated series. That's that anime version of Wolverine. Total Recall, the original film. On Blu-ray, Young Justice, Dangerous Secrets out this week, and the Hatfields and McCoy also out this week.
I really want to get that. In comics tonight, we talked about Detective number 12 from DC, The Lone Ranger number 8 from Dynamite, Shadow and Spider numbers 4, also from Dynamite Entertainment.
Action Comics number 12. Oh, you said Action. I'm sorry. Oh, no, you didn't say Action Comics number 12.
Nor would
Dial
I.
H number 4 and
Dial H for
yeah, exactly. Whoosh. And that is it in comics.
In product tonight, we talked about apparently a fortnight has gone by because Eagle Moss has issued two, count them, two new additions to their DC chess collection, Commissioner Gordon and Ra's al Ghul,
right?
As well as a special collection special variant Kings Batman and the Joker based on the Dark Knight Returns.
So check those out. EagleMoss.com/DC-chess to check those out. This collection is going to be incredible.
And from Squid Kids Inc., we talked about the Minitendo line. Expect more chat about those we get the Doc A, the Scott Tiles, and some of the other pieces.
Yeah.
Of course, the one we spoke about tonight was the Emo Bear Murder World Luke 2 version.
Right.
Of course, you have the opportunity to win that. Two opportunities. Uh-huh. One via the Twitter and one via the Facebook.
Right.
So contest rules will be on the website for that. And thank you again to Luke Chu for providing those with that for you, the listener.
Yes, thank you, Luke Chu.
Stop it.
For behave. Providing.
Behave.
Books.
And I think that's about it.
People.
So don't forget, you can check us out online each
and every week. Hold on. You forgot the other contest entirely.
Oh, I wasn't going to mention that one
again. Alien Egg Ice Tray.
No, I was going to save that one.
Alien Egg Ice Tray. Call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you're going to tell us the name of the company that put out the very famous Civil War chess set, one piece at a time.
Right.
And there was another part that wasn't there, like why you should win
the egg. Like that. Yeah.
So we have to say the silicone ice trays from Kotobukiya, kodo-us.com or kodous.com. Have been awesome. We've got such great response from you guys on these, and we're very happy that we're able to continue giving these away. This may be the last one, though, right?
Oh, yes, this is the last one.
Yeah.
This is the end.
So, this is the end, and we'll have more great Kotobukiya products in the future.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Of course, don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, links to the photo galleries, links to the message boards, of course. Some of our YouTube videos are up there as well. Of course, you can check us out on Twitter at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG, over at Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. And I think that's about it.
And that's good, OG, because my head is about to explode. But before it does, and before we all become a snotty mess,
that's right.
I will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close by saying, good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea, roads go ever, ever on.